What up? Happy Friday. We've made it to the end of the week.
No, we haven't. We still got 3 hours.
No, we made it here.
No.
You anticipate some bumpy waters over the next couple of hours?
You just never know.
Well, it's a Friday. It's
you
a
don't
tell
know
me
what you don't know.
It's a tell me something good Friday.
Jay's on the board.
Well, that what's wrong with that? We're still here at Christmas
when
on the
Jay
board
walks
in the
door.
Say, tell me something good Friday.
Yeah.
Yes, but Jay, when you walk in the door, bruh, and it's five on it, he makes me a little nervous.
Yeah.
Now he's got all the control.
Oh,
that doesn't make
right.
you that doesn't make you nervous?
I didn't think about it that way.
Okay, well, get on my wavelength, please. Jay behind me, you peek around me and see him. I have no idea what's going on back there.
I'm always more afraid of Chris.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he could have left some bombs in here.
He might have.
Right.
He made it through
this
morning.
So be careful the sound you use.
With Carmichael Day. That's right. He might have doctored things. We will see how this goes. We are here for the next couple of hours. A little bit after 6, we'll get you to A's and Mariners, part 2 of that 4-game set, which you'll be able to hear tonight right here on KHTK. Plenty of things going on the show. 5 on us coming your way later. We'll have the crossover. Of course, it's Friday. We like to finish with Tell Me Something Good. We'll continue our NBA draft player profiles today. Doug, we're looking at Davion Mitchell.
Hey.
1 hour from now.
Yeah.
Nice player.
Baylor, guard, 6'2", about 200.
Mm.
Well, I don't even know. I'm just saying he's thick.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he's got to be 190 pounds.
Okay.
I mean, he's put together.
But 2 sounds better.
Yeah, it does. It does. 2 Bill, 6'2", 200.
Just, yeah.
Well, we just saw Drew Holiday just play Michael Singletary.
Yeah. Out of UCLA. Yeah, it's on. You heard it.
Okay, I did. It doesn't happen often. That's why. Just had to
one of your favorite players. You can
He is. Yeah. He is my favorite player out of UCLA.
Accepted. The court has accepted that response.
Yeah. And I'm a Russell Westbrook guy, but
that's true.
Because I just like the totality of what he brings
He's
to the game.
He's one of your players. Like, you like him.
Yeah. I need all-around game.
Yes. Well, we'll talk about Davion Mitchell. Does he fit that criteria? That's come up at 4. The Olympics have begun. We'll kind of go over some of today's events. So much to get to. We'll get to first things first in a moment. I know yesterday we had the Golf to Go Golf Hour, and even on our show we talked about your golf round this morning. You had an early morning tee time.
Yes.
With our guy Tom Morton, but kind of a lesson on the course. Let's get some details. How'd
it
go?
It was a lot of fun, man, to be honest with you. Golfed with a young lady that goes to college. I'm not sure. I think she's just going. And a gentleman who's moving to Boston gave him the bad news about being a Sox fan. Yeah. I said, yeah, good for you. You know, the Patriots suck now. Okay. this is proper time to go. But golf.
So are they doing the same thing? They were having a
yes, they are students of Tom's as well.
Cool.
And we teed off early. It was beautiful out there. Today was just, oh, man, about, I don't know, 56, 57 degrees.
Oh, wow.
It was.
You got out before the heat.
Oh, yes. But first of all, started with a birdie and ended with a birdie.
Oh, perfect.
And I probably
in between?
I probably had 6 opportunities.
Okay. Oh, wow. You had a good round going.
Literally at birdies. Missed them all in the middle.
Well.
Missed all of them.
But you bookended it.
Got in the sand once. Got a triple bogey. That really just did me in.
You had trouble in the sand? You're better there.
I am. But see, this is the key. Like, whenever Tom teaches me, I don't go with what I do. I try. So I was trying something in that particular moment. That's not an excuse.
It didn't feel right, or you didn't execute right. But later, if you did it again, you feel good about it?
I told him. I said, now it's time for us, because we started with the tee, getting off. can I hit the ball? Now it's time. We're going to go to the green and work our way back a little bit. So work on some putting, work on that type of stuff, little chip shots, different things. Showed me a bunch of different shots. I, unfortunately, was around some trees, let's say. But turn the club face down, choke down on it. Just little stuff that worked out. Ended up with an 83.
Okay.
So not bad. But I encourage our listeners, if you have the opportunity to go with the pro out on the course, and it's not like you're getting a lesson where he's like, stop, let me show you.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's
little
just
tips.
It's conversating about, like, I mean, he was hitting a shot. It was like his second shot on a par 4. And he was kind of under a tree, but it was not in the way. There was bunkers up there, you know, McKenzie course.
Yeah.
And before he got ready to hit, I said, Tom, just tell me, what are you seeing? And he said, oh, this is a green light special. And I thought to myself, now I re-looked at it, And I was like, okay, I see it. All you need to do is clear the bunkers is what you're saying. So he had a club that was able to do that, and he probably ended up 10 feet from the hole. But it just – like those are the things, like talking through the game that – if you went on a basketball court with me, that's
right.
kind of the things
you
that I would do is like
that,
when I say this and you're watching for that and when he bumps your roll off this way and make sure you close out and the just nuances that you just know. And, yeah, I was very thankful. I had a really good time. Plus, I'm living with an 83, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How was Tom?
He was Tom.
Greenlight special?
Yeah, yeah. Tom was Tom. Tom hit shots and he's like, oh, man.
And they're great.
For me,
yeah,
and you,
right?
Like he's pin high on the fringe,
but he wanted to be pin high at the hole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Drive. Oh, I got in front of that one a little bit. It's in the rough, like right off of the green. Like if I'm checking, I might even say I hit the fairway.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know, Tom is Tom. What do you want?
So well worth it. Sounds like it.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
And. So Tom goes to his bag and he goes, also, got a surprise for you. Pulls out a new driver and a new three wood. They came in. Not all the clubs. I no longer have it. And I couldn't quite control it properly. But once he was like, okay, you need to, come on. Because I wasn't going to play with it in the rounds and wait to go. He's like, no, come on. So I ended up, but the feel, oh, baby, yeah.
Now you can't wait to play again.
Oh, I want to go to the driving range. Yeah. I want to do anything that allows me to
hit those.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
Yes. It was a lot of fun. So, listeners, trust me. If you get a chance, just do it. It's a good conversating. You're going to learn a lot, and it'll help your game out quite a bit.
That's awesome. I'm glad you did that. I know it probably felt good. You got out, had a good round, too, and now you just keep rolling.
Yeah, and I'm like double bogey, triple bogey in 83. Come on, baby. Talk to me.
Oh, well, here we go. Let's do it. Let's start you out. Our show here with First Things First.
First Things First.
First Things First.
All right, this story isn't finalized, but it's going down this path. We've been talking about it for a day or two, Doug, but it seems now that Texas and Oklahoma are almost 100% out of the Big 12. It hasn't been finalized, like we said. SEC is their target. I did look up the numbers. It looks like if they get out sooner, Oklahoma sooner, if they get out sooner, it might cost them as much as $80 million per school.
Oh.
And it's like, okay, here, just let me find my
wallet.
Not
a problem.
And, okay, SEC, we're going to quadruple that money. Yeah. So many layers to this, but the first part is two power schools leaving a league, potentially joining the biggest league possible, making that 16, not all 16 strong, but 16, and then just depleting the Big 12. I mean, just that conference over the years now has lost Colorado. It's lost Texas A&M. It's lost Nebraska. And now it looks like it's going to lose Oklahoma and Texas.
I would say it's lost.
It's a wrap.
Because those four schools that you just named, we start talking about Nebraska.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about some of those rivalry games. Nebraska, Oklahoma back in the day. Those were huge.
And adding West Virginia doesn't do it. Adding some of the schools they've added.
Now, it helps West Virginia.
Yeah.
And I think that when we were talking to Jay, our producer before the show, and said to him, and he brought up two schools. I said Memphis, and he brought up
maybe Cincinnati.
Something like that.
Houston.
Oh, in Houston.
Yes,
right,
thank you, Jay.
I ain't bringing no Cincinnati up.
That was me.
Yeah, that was – okay, everyone had their school, and he picked the worst one.
He picked Cincinnati.
Yeah, Nick Van Exel will be texting me shortly.
Absolutely.
Okay, the Bearcat, searching for fish. But those type of schools – so, okay, let's say you lose Oklahoma. Let's say you lose Texas. The gaining of the SEC, immense.
Mm-hmm. For those schools.
I even think it helps Texas and Oklahoma with their recruiting because now I think it even spreads them out a little bit farther because now they're competing with those SEC schools.
Yeah.
The schools that come into the now Big 12, I think it'll help your Cincinnati Bearcats. It'll help your Memphis Tigers. And your Houston Cougars. Look at that. Just weird knowledge I have from time to time.
Or does that conference just blow up? Does, you know, Kansas basketball-wise.
I think it's too much money.
Okay, but now Pac-12, Big 10, excuse me. Are they going, we're interested in TCU, maybe Baylor, maybe Texas Tech.
Baylor's got to be.
Baylor's a good football program now, the champions in basketball.
Yeah. Baylor looking real fine right now. Like,
and in what schools, conferences won't go, oh, no, we want Texas
right.
for recruiting.
Yes.
You know, the state of Texas.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. Like, now you're going to – I think it helps everybody. I don't think it helps college football. It will – we're going to have super conferences because I think ultimately the Pac-12 is going to do something like this as well. So now you're going to have the SEC, Pac-12, what – Big
10,
Big 14,
whatever they become,
and then you're going to have some smaller conferences, and I think that some of those schools. This is kind of what we've seen with the Big East, Jason.
Yeah,
and they weren't everything in all other sports, but they were in basketball. And when that split up, it changed the dynamic. But how can we? And I'm going to say this to you: how can we? That's my doorbell.
I heard it.
Somebody at the crib.
Yeah.
Always want to stay on point. Like, hey, can I help you? You know what I'm saying? But how can they survive and be able to in this new? Because ultimately, if we look at things changing,
yeah.
You can't stay the same.
No, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Something has to change. We're going from 4 to 8 to 12, whatever
yeah.
it is. But. So these conferences are saying, hey, we're going to switch it up.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, the other thing Jay said, and he's right. It's the school, like the schools that are being aggressive. Texas is being aggressive. Oklahoma is being aggressive. Will the Pac-12 be aggressive and get some of these teams? Will the Big Ten be aggressive and try to scoop up some of these teams? I guess where, I don't even know if I would say I have an issue with it. I would have preferred a Texas-Oklahoma rivalry forever. Nebraska and Oklahoma forever. That's not happening. I'm okay. New rivalries come about. I guess where this overlying thing to me, Doug, is who's running this? Like, there's no one overseeing it. There's no committee that says, this is what we're going to do. This is what's best for the sports to get this conference boosted here, this one here, this one. Instead, it's like, hey, if Notre Dame is interested in jumping to a conference, maybe they will. If Texas and Oklahoma want to leave, do it. Go. It's if you can make it and execute it and get the votes you need, do it. It's just no one's really policing this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind that they're changing it up. I think in the end it could be really healthy for the sport, but it's just a constant juggle. And at one point, I mean, I knew all these conferences, who belonged where. Now it's too much. People have moved around too much.
You know, the other thing that is interesting is you have certain schools who are good at certain things. Kansas, for instance.
Great at basketball.
Right. Their basketball team is equivalent to an SEC football
Correct.
Team. And I don't even want to give SEC the props because really they're top heavy. They got some really good teams at the top, but then they got some average teams in there as well. But you can't send Kansas to the MAC and they compete in football, but in basketball, it's going to be, they're going to kill everybody. So
right.
That is kind of the thing you're going to fight with. I thought that we saw that in the SEC, in the ACC also, like North Carolina and, you know, schools coming into the ACC and trying to compete against some of the dominant powerhouse basketball teams. But in football, they're only average.
And, you know, Jay's just given us basically the list of all the conferences. And it just almost feels like, all right, let's do it. Let's pause. Let's do it. Let's sort it all out. Let's get the – can we get three power conferences? There's five considered now. Can we juggle this all out, or it just kind of feels like, nope, we're aggressive. This is the conference we want to be in. We're going for it. We'll let you guys figure out the Big 12. I don't know. We're gone. And so now you're leaving two of the best teams out of the Big 12. You've already lost some power teams. Does the Big 12 look to add? Does it look to just break up? Who's policing it?
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, even like Rutgers in the Big 10.
Really?
Doesn't do it for me.
Nope. But that's been –
yeah.
Nebraska in the Big Ten was weird at first. Colorado and Utah joining the Pac-10, turning into the Pac-12.
Yeah, we had BYU in the WCC.
Right, and now BYU's out there.
Yeah.
Notre Dame's still out there. I think those are two bigger kind of identifiable programs, but maybe they also go, you know what, we're good. We're good as an independent.
That's,
we don't, you know, yeah. You come Thanks search for us. You got something to add? We'll look
Big
at your
East,
conference.
Butler? Creighton, DePaul? Yeah.
UConn? Georgetown, Marquette, Providence, St. John, Seton Hall, Villanova, Xavier. I mean, it's changed so much.
It really has. I don't know. I think you bring up a big-time question is who is kind of running this? And now we also – let me – because this has to take into consideration as well. Jason, if – and I'm going to say salary, okay? Not celery, salary. If the average salary of a SEC quarterback is A and the average salary of a Big Ten quarterback is B, this is also going to help with that because we're treading new ground because now players are getting paid.
Right.
So just by being in the SEC, I'm just speaking football only, I think that endorsement dollars for the players, there's probably going to be a lot more if you're a SEC player. I think you're going to get more followers, all the different things that equate to money for players now.
Yeah, and if the SEC truly ends up with Texas and Oklahoma, which it sure seems like it's going that way, I mean, truth be told, I bet the conference, if you could get some truth serum into them, say, yeah, you know what, can we dump Vanderbilt? South Carolina, maybe?
Yeah, but because Vanderbilt, they just want to be a baseball school.
Right, and they're great at that.
They
each school kind of can find their thing, but, you know, Kentucky's gotten better in football, but they've been more for basketball. And so it's like, oh, you know what, let's get Nebraska and dump Kentucky.
Yeah.
Let's get BYU or Notre Dame and drop, you know, it just – but the SEC's got that name. It's had success. This only boosts that
– And it continuously has a national champion.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a thing. That's why the Pac-10, which is not that any longer, but was so dominant. Well, were they the Pac-8 when Wooden was coaching?
Yeah, back then.
Okay, well, that was the dominant conference, especially in basketball, until ESPN shows up on the scene and the Big East becomes big.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, now we're starting to get schools outside of that are really vying.
Right. But now you're looking at potentially the first 16-team conference. The Big 12 would go down to 8. How do they schedule? Lots of things would be answered or have to be answered, but it looks like within 24 to 48 hours, those guys could be officially out.
Wow.
And whether that's
would that schedule up immediately?
I don't know if it's right away. I mean, because this is, you know, college football starting in about 6 weeks.
I know, but
it's usually about a year out, but then it's like.
You brought up a really interesting point because we were talking about college football and you said, How'd you say it?
Well, just scheduling, right?
Yes. And go ahead.
Yeah, so let's say that conference. Okay, 16 teams. You can't play everybody. But
yes.
Who do you miss? Are you missing some
the
of
lower
the,
level teams. Yes,
right.
Go ahead.
And then so going on, if you get all these power conferences, maybe all their games are in their conference. And so, you know, the lesser conferences at that level or even Sac State Davis's level that like to play up once to get a guaranteed game to make a bunch of money, the other school likely is going to win. It just could have a snowball effect all the way down the line.
I know this is football, but I'll give you a basketball analogy of this. That's how Gonzaga got good.
Yep.
I can remember almost to the day when I turned on the television and I was like, man, Gonzaga is playing Connecticut in Connecticut.
Anybody, anywhere.
Anybody, anywhere. And then all of a sudden, recruits started getting different. They started different players. Now those schools, because we did the same thing. Now, that was when I was at Pepperdine, but Pepperdine was good then.
Yeah.
But we played UCLA. We played North Carolina.
Smart.
We played a home and home. So Dean Smith is coming to Malibu, baby, and we're going to the Dean Dome. Like, that's how you get the recruits and a lot of different things. What you're saying, Jason, is it's going to take that away in many ways. Like, Gonzaga might not ever be able to be Gonzaga in this new thing. Wow.
More details on this, obviously, as we go along. I mean, this is going to be developments for a while and maybe even for years in the college sports landscape. First things first on that one. Next up, opening ceremonies happened early this morning. I think NBC has figured that out. Let's run this stuff live. I know we have a time problem. They'll rerun it in prime time again. You know, the little bit I saw, this stuff is so well done. But then part of me was saddened just to see it go, man, there's no one there. I mean, we're watching it. There's no one in the – I mean, that's something –
What were you watching?
NBC, the opening ceremonies.
No, you were watching the opening ceremonies.
And so, like, it's just it's a show. It's entertaining. It's – pulls at the heartstrings, and you go, man, there's not one person in the crowd because of COVID.
I was watching USA women's softball, and nobody there. I was thinking, this takes us all the way back, like, to when we first started.
Last summer?
to be honest with you, like our USA basketball team, they probably have a different vibe. Like, I don't know if those other teams have experienced it
right,
that way.
Players maybe. But.
Yeah. That was weird, especially now. This is a time where people really get after it because it's countries, a lot of different things. Unfortunate, but we still get to watch. And a lot of the broadcasting is not being done on site.
No, they're here. They're TV studios.
Similar to what we were doing for the Kings. We're watching it on the monitor. They're in the studio someplace, and they're doing their best.
Yeah. So the Olympics had started, really, but the ceremonies get everything going, and now the events start to take center stage.
First things first.
First things first.
All right, we brought up this story yesterday, DC, about the NFL kind of being a little bit more firm on their thought process on COVID. And basically, anybody unvaccinated that gets a team in a situation where they can't make up the game or it has to be can't be played, the team forfeits. People lose money. And, okay, so on and so forth. We chronicled yesterday, Doug, though, that really no game was missed last year, so maybe it's not as much of a possibility. Who knows? But here's where things start to layer out differently. Today, two different NFL coaches are out because of their refusal to get vaccinated. I think it's very important to know the coaches are in a different tier of this than the players. Players have the right to not get vaccinated. The coaches kind of get into that certain tier of travel party and things that have to be and constantly tested. And so in Minnesota today, one of the coaches there, Rick Dennison, said has not wanted to get the vaccine. He is out. He is no longer, because he can't be on the sidelines. He can't be in certain places by league rule, and he will no longer be coaching.
Hey, you have the right to do whatever it is that you want to do. Mm-hmm. Early on, you and I had this discussion. Might we get to a day where it's like, listen, you want your job or you don't want your job? And that's going to be a thing. You have your rights, the organizations, the leagues, the institution, they are, and they have their rights as well. The best thing I could, like, lawyer up.
Yeah.
And it's going to – whatever we have, and we have no idea what's going to happen with that. I said yesterday, I said, this is something that I think we see in the Supreme Court because that's just where it's at. But I find it interesting when we talk about COVID vaccine and then we look at polio and different things. Mm-hmm. It's down the road. It's happened a long time. But for a while, that was a thing. Well, this is now one. Is it? Are we at the point where we're talking about the variant of
Yeah, that's
COVID?
What's impacted a lot.
That's
I
what's
mean,
impacting.
That's what's going on now. But.
Yeah. So, listen, when I got vaccinated, and I'm easy to say I did, I can remember my doctor, Don, shout out to my man. He was like, D, I can see a time where you may have to do this yearly until this is under control.
That.
And I said to him as I shook his hand and looked him in his eye, well, thank you, sir. I will see you in 12 months. That's me. And I understand that other people do not feel that way. What is his name? Rick Dennison?
Mm-hmm.
He does not. I'm okay with that. Do you? But be careful. And me as well.
Right.
Like, listen, there were some people who were vaccinated that it didn't go well.
Right.
I was lucky enough to not be one of those. Well, as of yet.
Yeah.
But the point is, we don't know what we don't know, Jason.
Right. And there's still rights in there. There's still freedoms. But, you know, he's not
on both sides
going to jail.
No.
Right? I mean, he's still going to be in our society, that kind of thing. But Colin Kaepernick, let's go back that way.
Mm.
Every right to take a knee,
yep.
to make a stance.
Yep.
He didn't go to jail.
Nope.
Some owners and players, and he basically is banned from the league, for
yep.
lack of a better term. He understands the circumstances. He still, I'm sure, has the same beliefs. He's likely never going to be in the NFL.
Yeah. And for those who look at him and go, well, now on the other side,
right.
This is where we're
both
at.
Both had their rights.
Yes. That's what I was about to say. You have your rights,
yep.
ma'am. You have your rights, sir. And you can exercise those.
And we have a right as a sport and an entity to this is how we run our business.
Yeah.
And
not everybody agrees. Just like I meet people and they go, I don't watch basketball. You don't. And I don't watch lawyering, but it's a pleasure to meet you, sir,
right,
or
right.
ma'am, whatever. Yeah. So I totally get it. It's just going to be a little awkward.
Yeah,
it is. What is going to be an interesting conversation, Jason. And I'm glad that you brought up the Colin Kaepernick is, do you get paid? Because he did not.
Right.
So.
Well, in this case, for people that the league came out and said, basically, if these games are forfeited, you are not getting paid.
No, now, but I'm talking about like Rick Dennison.
Yeah, I know that the last I saw, they were still talking about different things. You know, maybe there's even other ways to, hey, maybe we'll keep you as an advisor. You just can't be here.
Right.
I mean, based on the NFL, these are other rules, like medical rule, tier one, sideline, and like have to be.
Well, see, this is the interesting part of that, because I think that what a lot of companies have seen is there's a lot of people that they, and I don't mean this in a bad way, that we don't need.
Mm-hmm.
Because working at home, like I got my partner, he works at home now all the time.
Right.
He was going to the office every day.
Can I do that?
Hey, we don't need your desk anymore.
Right.
We don't need all these things that were costing us money. We don't need that.
Right.
And for some people, we don't need you.
Right. And I think one of the big differences I saw, well, there's not really a coaches union for a safety net protector. There's a players union where you can kind of get in, hey, I got people arguing my side. The coach, this is what was agreed upon, or basically league supplemented rules, that tier one employees as support staff, coaches, whatever, have to follow in this criteria. He was not interested in that. So we'll see what they elect to do. But maybe God, he's an advisor offsite, or maybe he's gone, to be determined.
Well, offsite advisor, we're going to have to adjust your pay.
Probably.
Yeah.
But maybe he agrees to that. Like, you know, maybe they're trying to work with him, but as at this point, he
would. We don't know what we don't know, Jason.
Very true. All right, what we do know is another wild night in the Major League Baseball. The Giants, this is a miracle what these guys keep doing, and it was not a great night for the umpires in that game specifically. Also, Sean Manaea had a big night for the A's. We'll discuss the night in Major League Baseball when we come back here on KHTK. Capital Casino is back with indoor gaming and dining located inside at 411 North 16th Street in downtown Sacramento. Jason Ross, Doug Christie, back here on a Tell Me Something Good Friday. We'll wrap up the show.
I got something good to tell you.
You do?
NBA world champion Sacramento Kings. Yeah, yeah, that's a thing.
Put it out there. Mark Spears,
yeah,
come on.
Mark's going to be like the first person. He was quiet for a second.
Mark, you could be at the parade. We're cool with that.
He went all 420 on me. Come on.
It's all right, Doug. It starts with someone believing it.
I got my coffee.
You believe it.
Yep.
Get others to believe it.
Yep.
Get the players, organization, and let's go.
I'm with you, baby.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, that sounded like something that might be along championship lines right there, Jay.
That's the first song at the parade. It's baseball. We're getting into the night in baseball last night. Cleveland baseball team will no longer be the Indians soon. They're going to be the Guardians.
Oh, buddy. Me and Tommy broke this news to me on the course. He was like, what is this?
You know, when I first, like, usually it's an immediate reaction. I went, that's okay. Like, it didn't really.
I was like,
you know, we're so much in history and tradition. I'm fine with them changing the name of Guardians. Yeah.
As I look at it on the screen, now I'm like,
Yeah.
But my initial reaction was trash.
You didn't like it?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking you guys probably paid like $2-3 million.
Focus groups, studies.
They could have gave us each a milli.
Yeah.
We would have came up with something real nice.
What would you have had?
It would have been the Rockers. I don't know. Something, they're a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know. I'm just saying. Guardians? And then did you read they're guarding, like, the earth and the water?
Yeah, I go, okay, now again, overthinking it.
Fish right. And all these things.
Like all right, Chris Pratt.
Yes. If you have to have a long layout of what the Guardians, like, just, why are you the Guardians? Just go.
I don't, like, what are all the things that are Cleveland? The Flats? Fuddruckers.
Can't be that.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Hey, there you go. See what I'm saying?
BTH.
Hey, right. The Cleveland BTHs. That sounds a little. That one.
Not Fuddruckers. You have to be careful on that one.
Yeah. Both of those would sell a lot of merchandise, though. I know that. Like, there's something. Guardians?
It'll catch on.
I think it will, too.
Yeah, I mean, people get used to it. And then the Washington football team's taking multiple years to get to this. So we'll see what they ultimately come up
with. That's how, and let me just say this also. Washington football team, that's how you do it.
Yeah?
You decide.
What, you put 45 names out there?
You decide that you're going to do something. You just do it and live with it.
Oh, you're telling that. Yeah, exactly. That's how you do it.
Look at Cleveland's model. They just, regardless if we like it or not, they said, this is what we're doing.
Well, no one's ever going to be 100% like, that was the perfect name.
No.
Okay. I wanted this.
Yeah.
Fine.
And that could be looked at, however, as well. Like, as a kid, our minor league hockey team was the Totems.
Mm-hmm.
But the totems is a Native American. That's a whole thing. Now they paid respect, had the totem on the shirt. It was nice.
Hey, they can't all be cracking.
Yeah, it's cracking.
Seattle cracking.
I just want you guys to know, man. The merch was low, man. I was just about to push the button. You might have to have a flex hat, bro. I'm just letting you know. Where do you go, flex hat? You ain't down with the flex hat?
Nah, you keep that little dad hat.
I'm with you, man.
Put it in the back of your pocket. Just fold it up. I'm fitted.
I'm with you.
A napkin.
Seven and a quarter.
Yeah. Well, we can wait.
XL.
We can wait till the stuff's in. The real merch is in.
What do you mean it is real merch? It's just running low. You know why?
Why?
They're popular.
They're cracking.
They're cracking, son.
Last night in Seattle, the Oakland A's took game one. Sean Manaea, career high 13 strikeouts.
Come on.
He was dealing.
That's a good number.
It is a good number.
It is.
He shut you guys down. A couple of late runs extended that one. It was a 4-1 final?
It was exactly what I said. I mean, to a T, I said it. I said what we can't have is we can't have defensive errors in the fifth inning.
Whoopsie.
Little chopper hit. It was hot. Couldn't handle it. And from there, it was pretty much downhill. We were hanging in there, kind of doing our thing for a second. And those pesky A's took us down.
Yeah, it took game one of that series. That game was going on at the same time. I go, let me check in on this Giants-Dodgers game. The ninth inning was absolutely wild. And I just...
Run it down, because how you run it down for me. Because I'm on the other end of the phone like, what?
Yeah, so the Giants, obviously, we had already said, hey, look, you're in good position. You've at least split this series. If you can find a way to get one more, go for it. Well, they were in trouble, Doug. They were losing the game. But the Dodgers are in a spot right now where seemingly nobody in Los Angeles likes Kenley Jansen. He has blown some saves. He's still a good pitcher, but he's not been on a good run here. He comes in into the game, into the ninth inning, to just a chorus of boos. So it is, at that time, 3-1 Dodgers, three outs away from evening the series. Yeah, they can boo Jansen, but hey, get out of this and split the series. You get the Giants next week. Dodgers will be feeling good about that. Instead, man, Jansen had just the wildest of innings. He was all over the place. And it was not a great inning for the umpires. And here's the tail end of that. So the Giants are threatening for some runs.
How'd the umps get involved?
Well, here's how it did. There was a ball hit into the deep short. Okay. Dodgers' only real play was to second. Kind of grab, turn, fire to second. It's really close. Right away, umpire, out. Game over. All
okay.
Right. Dodgers win. Nobody left the field. So when players know, right? Well, the Dodgers should, or the Giants will challenge us because you might as well.
Was he safe?
He was.
Okay.
So, bad, umpires make a mistake. They look at the replay. Safe. Okay.
I like that. Also, the camera gets them and they're walking out.
Yeah. Safe. Yeah. Boo. It's like, well, they reviewed
it.
It's
I got it right.
He was safe. And I thought the Giants announcers were right. Like, he's safe.
Yeah.
And that's who they want to be safe, but they were right on that. So, it's 3-2. Jansen then, now it's just, it's wearing on him. He's wild. It's getting progressively harder to the spot where it's 3-2. He still has a chance to get out of this inning. First two pitches to Ruff are just rough. I mean, they're not close.
Well done.
So now it's 2-0, and it's like he's got to either just groove one. But I don't know what Ruff's going to do. If he's maybe looking for one pitch. If it's not there, make this guy throw a strike. He threw one that wasn't way off the plate, but it was off. It was a ball. They called strike.
Whoa.
And then when they do the replay, the graphic is like, oh, man, that was off the plate.
Okay.
So now the Dodgers get a break, 2-1, but a missed call there. Ultimately gets to 3-2, and, bases are loaded, and pitch comes in, and Ruff, he broke the plate. Like, it's a check swing, brings it back, and
you can't review that?
Nobody rules at the plate. Yeah, they point to first. Didn't go. Now, you can't review that part. Jansen goes nuts. Dave Roberts runs on the field, loses his mind.
Did he get kicked out?
I don't know if they ever say, he should, when you argue balls and strikes or calls like that, you should. I never saw a formal gesture. Anyway, runner safe, run scores, 3-3, next batter, base hit, 2-run score, 5-3, Dodgers go quietly in the ninth. On the replay, to the Giants announcer's credit, he went. I mean, he should have been out. So you had three calls that were, when called live, missed. One was fixed with replay. Another one, ball strike, you leave that as is. And then the other one, he went. But in the end,
hey, Giants win. Yeah, no doubt. Those are the ones that you – it's like in basketball, 50-50 ball. And good for the Giants, man. Yep. They are – and this is it's a big series, man.
It
is. And then you just said they face them again
– next week.
Yeah, after this next –
Three-game set.
So
good for the Dodgers.
I'll see you, Giants.
Good for the Giants. I mean, yeah, they go ahead. They keep that lead. They take 3 of 4. All right. Starting the next hour at 4 o'clock, we'll continue our NBA draft player profiles. We'll look at Davion Mitchell today, but when we come back, the Olympics are underway. We'll tell you about today's schedule and which events most intrigue us from today's rundown. We'll have that next on KHDK. Back here on Sports 1140 KHDK. Wait, I thought this was supposed to be a Tell Me Something Good Friday.
Something good.
Well,
what do you mean?
Could have been.
It could have been. No doubt. Hey, and on another note, I know your wife listens.
Yeah.
Alva, from me, Chris J. Johnson. Thank you so much for the banana bread.
Yeah, you guys got like good a looking football out.
We got
size.
No, that's called a loaf.
Yeah, you got a loaf.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Lesson learned. I will not speak for you guys. She goes, hey, I thought I'd text the guys to see if they want some banana. I go, oh, I don't. Probably not. And then bing, 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 back to back. Yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah. Like, never mind. I'll let them answer for themselves.
You're just wrong again.
I was. Yeah, I was.
As she would say to Jason, Jay, like usual.
Yeah. I'm not going to get in that, but I'll take a step out of that. Did you get a loaf, Jason?
Nope. It all went to the show besides me.
Oh, man, I'll share.
Really?
I'll share.
Would you like a?
No,
I'll
share.
You like a slice?
I think, because I even told, she read them later. I go, oh, Jay asked just for a slice. Oh, he's getting a full loaf. I said,
I'll share.
Yeah, well, why are you hating over there, man? Look, oh, we wouldn't want some. Jay only wants a slice.
Hey, I delivered it.
You did. Thank you.
Question for Alva. How big was the loaf when it left the crib?
I'll answer. If those were cookies and you guys all said yes, there would be at least one less in each of your bags.
Attaboy.
That's you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doug won't know there were supposed to be 12. I'll take one.
Well, you got to make it even.
You know what?
Like 10, yeah. There you go.
So then I take two.
I'll just get mine when I pass her out in the parking lot.
I know. All right, we continue here on KHK. The Olympics are underway. They have started. We knew a couple of events started the day before. And this time, next 2 weeks, Doug, at this time we'll be talking to Michelle Dapper, which will be fun. We did yesterday on 5 on it. But just to kind of get everybody caught up on what's going on in the Olympics. And what's fun is the different sports. It's the different opportunities. I'm going to watch track. I'm going to watch swimming. I will watch gymnastics. Yes, and basketball and some of the things, but I will probably never see that again until the next 4 years. But we were watching rowing and sculls yesterday.
Yeah. Actually, being, well, I guess here too, I just haven't seen it, but being from Washington, whenever I'm, you know where they had the Kraken's opening day?
Yeah,
I told you that's Gasworks Park.
Okay.
Well, there's an area that goes through, and all of that type of stuff down in that area, University of Washington, different stuff, they use all those areas for that sort of thing. But, yeah, I'm with you, Jason. A lot of stuff that I wouldn't normally watch, if it's on, I tune in. Women's softball this morning. I got up. It was actually when I was stretching, getting ready to go meet Tom. So that's about 5 a.m. I'm tuned in and checking them out.
Let me give you some of the things that are on schedule for today. Let's see. Judo.
You can keep that.
Yeah, that one, I mean, if it's on, I'm not turning. I just like, okay, but I don't feel like they show that as much.
Jay, come on, Jay. If you tune in and she hip flips the other, you're going to stay for a second.
Maybe for, yeah, okay. 5 minutes.
There
but
you
I'm
go.
Out of there after
you
that.
Have to be in the peak moment of
the
match.
Yeah, you know.
Rowing, I mean, we watched. There were sculls. Like, that was entertaining.
I'll watch a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm sticking on that forever. Air rifle shooting.
Oh, give me that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm tuning into that one, too.
I'm intrigued. I'll check it out. Just how...
So is that Jay? Do you know this? I don't know if you know. Is that target skeet? What is that?
I believe it's target.
Yeah, 10-meter air rifle.
Oh yeah, your boy's tuned in.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Men's volleyball. Always enjoy volleyball.
Oh yeah,
I prefer the women.
Give me my Karch Karai.
Yeah,
I need my Karch.
Yep,
no doubt.
Handball. I always end up like, okay, wait, I'm trying to understand it a little bit, but yeah, handball.
Yeah.
I'm out on that one.
Oh, come on.
Here's one I think.
Anything that you can make another man run into the wall, I'm with it.
Here's one I'm going to say that most of our listeners have played.
Okay.
But when it's this, it's a different sport. Table tennis.
Oh man.
And I marvel at that. Like, oh, yeah, I play ping pong. They're playing table tennis, and it's, you know, spin, speed.
Dude.
That is a completely different sport.
When you are 12, 14 feet behind the table.
And you still get everywhere you need
and
to. You,
and then just in the return, got pace on it. Oh, my goodness. And how about the serve? Whenever, if you... Just so you know, if you're playing someone and they're playing ping pong against you and they get up to the side of the table and they crouch down a
little
bit. Rackets
on a slant.
Yeah, and then you can't even see the ball.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
They got a little rhythm about them. Yeah.
Almost like backwards. They
Yeah.
Got a slice of it a little bit. Yeah.
No doubt.
Badminton?
Oh, yeah.
I'm with that one, too.
Here's one I've seen. I don't really entirely understand it, but fencing.
Okay, I can tune in. I don't either. I don't.
Yeah,
but I'll watch it.
I do like. I like the stance.
Yeah, it's like you at the front of the vessel.
Yeah, you see, you no doubt. There's a
stance to
there,
it.
There is.
Yeah,
and there's a movement
and
where it's
retreat,
not up and
down. Yeah, there's an attack.
You like a crab. You stand. Yeah, I'm with that.
Beach volleyball. Always been a big fan of that. Men's and women's.
Me too.
Yeah. What else is on the schedule for today? Field hockey.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, again, not that one, turn it off, but check it out.
I don't necessarily know it, but I'm tuning in, which is – it's kind of weird, man.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It is weird that a lot of the stuff like Jay, like, but I'm tuning in.
I'll watch it for a minute, and I'm out.
You checking
especially,
out
Archery.
Oh yeah, definitely.
No doubt.
Robin Hood.
Yeah, anything that you hit in a target, I'm totally with that. You know what? It's like if it's USA versus somebody.
Yeah, then you're in.
I got to stay. I'm rooting for them. Come on.
A lot of times, it's when you catch on. Like you might be. It might be someone from Team Germany. They're like, they have won the last six Olympics, and they're going. And it's like, oh well, I got to watch. Who's this person?
Yeah,
like, they're the best in archery ever, and so you get caught up in that kind of stuff.
Even I have to find her name, but so I'm watching, and all of a sudden I'm saying to myself, oh, okay, this is swimming, totally digging it, and then I'm like, oh, hold on, pause. Did I say Granite Bay? Now we're Haley Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Now I'm
it's changed everything.
It's a, you know, Rockland,
right.
Sacramento, you know. Modesto, I'm really,
yeah.
I'm checking them out in a different light.
Absolutely. Yeah. How about, what else do we have? Weightlifting.
Nah, I'm out.
Really? You don't want to, like?
Nah, doesn't women, excite
women's
me.
Weightlifting is
no,
today.
No, I'm out.
What's up with that, Jay?
There's nothing to it. All you're doing is picking up some weights. I can see that in the gym.
Nothing to it.
Come on.
We mentioned gymnastics before, softball today. Taekwondo is today as well.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of look at it. I'm like the same thing, judo.
Yeah.
You know, for me, what the Olympics are, and for lack of a better term, because they're not exotic, but it's the exotic every non-everyday sports that we get to see. We get to see gymnastics every now and then. We get to see, swimming here and there, diving here and there. But it's the archery. It's the field hockey. It's the rowing. It's like, I'm never going to watch rowing. Where is rowing even televised?
Right.
Can you even go to the website? Is there a broadcast? Is there a podcast? I know there's a podcast for everything, but you don't see these things. So if I get to see them now, I'm watching rowing.
Yeah.
Cycling?
Absolutely.
Oh,
them guys are
like
flying.
The speed one, like on the track. This one, I think today is road race, so it's a longer one, but...
This is outside of the Olympics a little bit when we said weightlifting. I don't know if I ever told you. You know Phil Heath by chance? 7-time Mr. Olympia?
Sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah. Rainier Beach High School.
Okay.
He played.
Got to get him on.
He played on Jamal's team.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 7-time. He didn't look like he looked now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the real deal, baby.
See, so stuff like that, you see someone from your hometown, Seattle.
Oh, you're all in.
You're just automatically, I'm with him.
He from the hood, but he took it to the tizops.
Yes.
7-time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also a tennis today. I don't know, tennis in the Olympics. I'm a tennis fan. I'm out.
I
mean.
It's not exotic.
Yeah, we've seen it every day. We do see it. Yeah. We just had some other tournaments.
You guys, just quit being so sadiddy, man. Just tune in, all right?
Oh, I'll be watching.
So you're literally watching every single event.
Pretty much.
That you turn in, that you turn your channel to, because there's about four different channels you can watch at four different times. You know,
especially if it's America.
Yes.
If it's USA.
America.
Your boy, I'm pretty much tuned in. This morning it was like Egypt and Australia also
Judo.
Playing. No, they was playing soccer. Okay. I like soccer, so I tuned in for a second.
Nah, I'm out.
That's USA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm there.
I see that.
And it was 5 a.m.
Well, you were at the golf course at 6.
Yes, I was. Yeah. Right on tag.
I have a question about that, but I'm not going to ask it now because we have to break. But okay. There's a question to ask golfers about that.
I'm sure it starts with love.
All right, the 4 o'clock hour is coming your way next. More NBA rumors, a lot more on the NFL. But when we come back, we'll continue our NBA draft player profile candidates for the Kings at number 9. Today, we chronicle Davion Mitchell. We'll do that next on KHDK.